As we just heard, yesterday's events could have implications for U.S. policy in the region, and it could strain the U.S. relationship with Israel. For more, we're joined by NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, who's at the State Department. And Michelle, I understand Secretary of State Hillary Clinton weighed in on the subject this afternoon. What did she have to say?
Well, Michelle, she took a pretty cautious line. She said the situation is very difficult. It requires, and this is a quote, careful, thoughtful responses from all concerned. The U.S. did support a Security Council statement on the issue that calls for a prompt and transparent and credible investigation. And Clinton said that the U.S. would support an Israeli investigation that meets those standards. But she also said that the U.S. is open to international involvement in the investigation, and an official told us privately that the U.S. will push hard on that point to have the Israelis open this up for some international involvement.
When she talks about U.N. condemnation, what exactly does that mean? Will there be any further action?
You know, it was a presidential statement and not a Security Council resolution, so you're not going to see anything being triggered right away. And Turkey's foreign minister, who was in town to meet Secretary Clinton today, he complained that it took 11 hours just to negotiate that statement at the UN. The foreign minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, was clearly angry about that. He was also disappointed that the Obama administration didn't come out and condemn the Israeli action. An Israeli spokesman, on the other hand, thanked the U.S. today for, as he put it, watering down the statement at the U.N. Security Council.
Now, as we know, relations between the White House and Prime Minister Netanyahu have been strained for months. In light of yesterday's events, how does the White House try to handle an already tense relationship going forward?
Well, you're right. Relations are really tense. Netanyahu canceled his trip here. He was supposed to be here today. He canceled this trip here to deal with that crisis. But the fact that the relations are tense also means that the U.S. may not have as much maneuvering room to really get tough with Netanyahu. I mean, the Israelis say that for them, enforcing this embargo on Gaza is a matter of life and death. I mean, they don't want to see Hamas, which controls Gaza, be able to rearm. And the Obama administration has sided with Israel on that point. It's, you know, raised concerns about humanitarian needs in Gaza, but also says Israel has a right to defend itself. I mean, one official here at the State Department on background even suggested that organizers of the flotilla were seeking a confrontation, and unfortunately they got one.
An obvious question, what does this mean for the peace process?
Well, you know, so far the State Department is moving ahead. George Mitchell, the U.S. Middle East envoy, is heading back to the region for these proximity talks. That means that he shuttles back and forth between Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. On the one hand, it might be not so bad because since they're not talking directly, Abbas won't feel the need to pull out. It's obviously going to make it very difficult for them to focus on that.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Michelle Kellerman at the State Department.